This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Patty Cohen of Pacific Union International. Mark Hanf is off today, but I've got a deal of the week to talk about. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. You're going to use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. And that certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. The weather's going to change here pretty soon, so you want to get your tan on. All right, today's trivia theme is random trivia. Now, our special guest in the studio is Richard Davey of Fiduciary Financial Group. Richard, welcome to The Best of Investing.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, you are a CFP.
Yes.
And if I remember correctly, you also were a CPA?
Correct.
Okay, that's a good combination.
Exactly.
And since you are a CFP, an email came in to us I thought would be right up your alley, and it's clients keep asking if they're better off owning index funds. So maybe you can kind of compare those with, you know, regular mutual funds, ETFs, and all that kind of fun. Edumacate us.
All right. Well, I'll start with edumacating. So an index fund, starting out with what it is, most common one would be a fund that tracks the Standard & Poor's 500 index. Okay. It's 500 of the largest companies in the United States, and there are tons of ways to invest in funds these days that just track the movement of those 500 companies. So an index fund is not managed using an active manager, okay, where you typically, in a normal mutual fund, would have an investment person, usually a chartered financial analyst, who will pick and choose different companies to include in their fund based on their financial merits. An index fund doesn't do that.
Okay, so it's sort of like just in quote investing in the stock market.
In the stock market, okay. Broad exposure, yeah. So it's obviously a tough topic. Lots of debate goes around. There's a lot of money at stake. Active managers don't like index funds because they want to prove their worth and get paid, yeah, for managing funds.
And then they also come out with robo-advising?
Correct. That's actually more of a platform,
okay,
to allow an investor to easily and inexpensively invest in a broad array of funds. So it could be active, okay, or passive funds. Most of them use passive index funds.
Okay.
Passive meaning no active selection.
Okay. And I got to think that the fees are going to be low because of that.
Usually they're pretty low. It's fintech's a booming business right now, financial technology, and you have loads of robo-advisors coming out. But you also have companies like Vanguard and Schwab who have their own robo-solutions as well.
So are you a person that gets your fees based on a trade or a flat fee for managing people's money?
Great question. Or percentage
assets under management?
Yeah, so there's really three ways to get paid if you're in our business. There's commission, where you, okay, get paid via transaction. There's a fee on the assets, usually around 1%. For a human advisor. And then there is hourly. So a lot of CFPs now are providing hourly consultations for people who want to do some mixture of DIY, but also have some handholding in the process.
I'm going to guess that the ones who just charge hourly probably don't make quite as much. I mean, how much can you charge per hour?
That's the hard part, yeah, right now. I don't just work on an hourly basis because, honestly, okay, I haven't seen how you can make a reasonable living doing it unless you're charging a very high hourly fee.
And there aren't too many people who are willing to pay, you know, $500 an hour or something.
Correct.
Or, you
know.
Right. And the other side of it is, too, they're paying for your expertise, because sometimes I'll sell a house and I really looks like I put in like 4 hours, and they, well, you did that so fast, and I go, well, actually it took me 28 years.
Yeah
exactly.
You know,
yeah, how do you bill for the time reading about the market, understanding the market, following the news? That's not billable to a client.
Well,
exactly.
You want to hear something funny is when I first got my first job as an accountant in San Francisco, there was a banker who had his master's in tax. This guy knew more about tax than anybody I've ever known. And one time I walked into his office and he kind of held up his finger. He goes, you know, hold on a second. And I just listened to him listening to a client talk, and I didn't hear what the client said. And after about a minute and 20 seconds, he just said, yes. And then he hung up the phone and he looks at me and he says, and this was back in 1982. And he goes, that phone call just cost that guy $500 just to say the word yes. And it had some tax transaction where the client needed to know whether it was a yes or a no based on a certain transaction.
It's complicated stuff, but then you really look at the value and people like you save the money.
Well, it's the same thing with certain attorneys where they've put together, let's say, a prospectus. And it costs, you know, $70,000. And then the next person comes along and says, well, you've already got the boilerplate. But it's like, well, no. Yeah. You still have to pay the $70,000 for that, too. Yeah. I'll tell you what, we're going to cut to our first commercial break. We're in the studio with Richard Davey, who's a CFP, also happens to have his CPA license. Is it still active?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Yeah, you don't want to let that go.
No.
You work too hard for that one. All right. So we are talking random trivia here. And if you know the answer, Richard, don't answer yet. We'll let you answer when you come back. Okay. All right. Which Soviet leader approved the building of the Berlin Wall? That's our question, right? Which, by the way, you know what? Putin apparently just passed the longest tenure next to Stalin or something like
how
that.
How long
has
he been?
Like something ridiculous, like 18 years.
Oh,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all Bush's fault. Or it's all Trump's fault. Or all Obama's fault. Who knows? Okay. Call 888-912-1190 to answer this question. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that 5-pack tanning certificate, which, by the way, they have lots of services. It's not just getting tans. You can get rid of your wrinkles, too, all right? Which Soviet leader approved the building of the Berlin Wall? Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world often use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around. Tell me who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% or more. Call Pacific Private Money and join thousands of other Bay Area investors who have watched their income grow. A 7.5% return secured with Bay Area real estate is certainly worth looking into. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or call 415-883-2150. PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Come aboard Hornblower Cruises for a one-of-a-kind dining experience, spectacular views, and live entertainment all on board. Enjoy a scrumptious buffet and bottomless bubbly on a brunch cruise or a four-course gourmet meal and dancing on the dinner cruise. Celebrate a birthday or special occasion out on the bay. Cruises are available daily. Book your memories today at hornblower.com.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Patty Cohen of Pacific Union International. Our first trivia question was a history one. Which Soviet leader approved the building of the Berlin Wall? Go ahead, Patty.
Did I say it? Khrushchev?
Khrushchev. Oh, Nikita Khrushchev. Very good. Since I knew that you knew the answer, I figured I'll let you answer that one.
Finally.
All right. So, Richard, before we get back to you, I want to make a mention here for Come Aboard Hornblower Cruises for a one-of-a-kind dining experience, spectacular views, and live entertainment. You guys ever been on Hornblower?
Haven't.
I have years ago.
Awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
fun.
It goes underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, nice. It is. I got to say, the food is excellent. The entertainment's usually pretty good. And the champagne was incredible.
Flowing.
They pass out Dramamine?
Yes. What's that?
Did they pass out Dramamine?
No, you know what? You don't really get seasick on it, even though you go... in fact, what they do is when they go under the Golden Gate Bridge, if it starts to get a little bit choppy, they'll just turn right around. Huh. And I'm the kind of guy who gets seasick, but I've done fine on Hornblower.
Huh.
So check them out at hornblower.com. All right, so we are in the studio here with Richard Davey, who's a CFP and a CPA. We never actually did finish the question here. So are people better off with index funds?
So I would just conclude by saying that they're a great building block for a portfolio, but the people who say, you know, index for everything, I think that's oversimplified. There are areas that just aren't proven yet with indexes. And even an index fund is a man-made decision. What goes into the index is an active decision. So the debate of whether or not to make an active investment or a passive one is kind of an imperfect question, because every index has humans behind it building it. So,
well, that's a good point, because back in the old days, one of the first companies, I don't know if it was one of the first, but there was a company that was in the Dow Jones Industrial 30 that made buggy whips.
Oh.
And I don't think they're around anymore.
Exactly.
And so over time, you know, companies have gone in the index and out.
Yeah.
You know, if their stock is just too low and they just, their company doesn't seem, you know, like, you know, who are the newer type companies that made it in that weren't there 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Right?
So many.
Well,
and then which index do you pick? I mean, the S&P 500's roughly doubled in the last 10 years. Your money would have doubled.
Okay.
And the Euro Stoxx 50, which is the 50 largest European companies, your money would be about flat 10 years later.
Wow.
That's so another lost decade, like between 2000 and 2010.
So what index you pick, how you pick it, how you build an index, those are all active decisions, essentially. So it's
I know a lot of people, when the first thing you think of an index fund, you just think of, you know, the S&P 500.
Sure.
I think that's what most people. But, you know, should you have a little bit of Euro-type stocks or some kind of index or something? Because, you know, we are a global community nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely.
I say invest in real estate.
you
can leverage it.
Well, you've done very well in real estate, too. Okay, so let's see here. Moving on. Patty, let's go on right to you here. Okay, so we got a question. It says, when looking for a house, should I go for the most house I can afford?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. It depends. I mean, if it's a first-time buyer and they're just so maxed out and stretched, I think you always have to have a cushion.
Yeah.
And in fact, the lender often requires it, that you have some reserves. And at the same time, like, is it a fixer-upper you're going to want? I mean, I literally had a client, I mean, I'm a first-time buyer, but ask me. So I can use my money, right? And I'm like, no, your money's in the house. And if you want to use it, you're going to have to sell that house, or you're going to have to refinance. And when you refinance, you'll get your money, but you're going to be paying interest rate on your money.
Gotcha.
So it's basic, but they didn't know that.
Well, when I owned a condo before and we were buying our first real house, I couldn't just max it out because I couldn't afford to carry both, and I didn't want to put myself behind the eight ball.
Right.
So it was like, I got to give myself just a little cushion, because there was a house at the time we just loved, but it was $700,000, and that was a lot.
It was
back
a lot
then.
That
back
was a lot. Then.
Yeah. So we only afforded a house for $393,000.
Yeah.
You know. But
yeah. Well, I mean, it's sort of, I don't know, it just speaks to a little bit about, like, just that kind of question. You almost want to, like, go through the basics also, like buy the worst house in a great neighborhood.
Yeah.
Buy, even if you don't have kids, buy a house with great school district, because you want to be looking at appreciation long term. And usually a first time buyer would be thinking like that way. Should I use all my money? Because as you age, you have more assets and you sprinkle it around and all that. But a first time buyer should be kind of looking at this house as a stepping stone into the next.
Okay.
And there it's like, so the question is, what's going to get me equity? And you're going to give up some stuff in the beginning. Don't go for your dream home in the not so nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's not about the house. It's about buying it correctly.
Good point. You know, thinking about this too, brings me to another question. Are you seeing that a lot of empty nesters are downsized? I mean, the typical thing was, you know, in the last, you know, 15 years or so, it seemed like, you know, oh, the kids moved out, and so too big a house, and now we're downsizing.
Exactly.
Is that still going on?
Oh, it's going on more and more, and it's going to be going on even more because of the baby boomer and the aging population. And not to mention, that brings us to one-story homes are so in demand.
Oh, yeah. People, as they get older, they don't want to climb steps.
Right. So, yeah. And here's the thing, too. People like mid-century modern, and younger people want one story. And the mid-century modern is really in right now. That's one story.
Like an Eichler.
It's like an Eichler. Yeah. Really in.
But what about the kids who moved out and then they came back? You have to keep that extra spare bedroom.
All the more reason to downsize.
Yeah,
one way or another, they got to leave.
I love you kids, but sorry, we don't have any room.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
All right, tell you what, boy, this goes fast. We're going to cut to another commercial break. We come back. Richard and I were talking off air. He's got a great strategy about using options on stocks, but in a conservative way. So, and we want to ask him about that. All right. So here's our second trivia question. Which of America's original 13 states took its name from Elizabeth I? Now, you only have 13 states to think of, right? And New Mexico was not one of them. So don't answer that one. Okay. Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that 5-pack tanning certificate from Tan Bella. Which of America's original 13 states, or 13 colonies, let's say, took its name from Elizabeth I? All right, that's our question. We come back, we're going to ask Richard Davey about using options in your portfolio. All right, don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
You know what I love more than anything? Having that summer glow all year round. Tan Bella Tanning Salon just opened their third Bay Area location in San Rafael. They aren't your run-of-the-mill tanning salon. They've put a modern twist on tanning. They have cutting-edge equipment that can actually turn back the hands of time by removing fine lines and wrinkles using skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella's two San Francisco locations have been voted top salon in the Bay Area for the last 10 years and best of City Search and Yelp. They have advanced levels of UV, including high pressure, which is like the Ferrari of tanning beds. They offer customer airbrushing and automated spray tanning. And let me repeat, they are going to take away your wrinkles with their skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella offers single sessions, packages, and unlimited monthly memberships that start as low as $29 per month. For first-time visitors, they have a buy one, get one free, and an additional 30% off by mentioning The Best of Investing. Just visit tanbella.com. They can't wait to meet you.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients are doing just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call them at 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. You've probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where the real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% or more secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we're actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Patty Cohen of Pacific Union International. Second trivia question, which of America's original 13 colonies took its name, the states we're talking, took its name from Elizabeth I?
Maryland?
No. Virginia.
Virginia.
I'm not sure how that happens. Elizabeth and Virginia are two different names. But,
no idea.
Listen, I saw it on Wikipedia, so it's got to be true.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Richard.
It's a Russian source.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you're going to be good to have on the show again. Okay. So, Richard, we gave the audience a little teaser information about using options and portfolios. Give us a little background. Tell us.
Yeah. So, an option can mean a lot of different things, but just know that with every option contract, there's usually a speculator and there's a hedger or a risk reducer. So my pet peeve is when someone who should know better, like a CFP or a CPA, says, oh, well, options are risky. My client shouldn't be doing that. And it's such an incomplete answer because for the speculative side of an option contract, it's absolutely not appropriate for most investors.
Okay.
But what I do, covered call writing, is owning a stock and selling a call option against that stock for additional income. And
give us an example.
Sure. So an example might be stock A trades at $100 a share. And you might say, okay, and within the next 6 months, I'm willing to sell that stock that's trading at 100 for 105.
Okay.
So if it goes past 105, you know, too bad for me. I'm still selling at 105. I get paid for that commitment. That's called a premium. So it's a covered call contract because I own the stock. That's the covered piece.
Yep.
I'm selling a call option, meaning the right to buy at 105, and I'm getting paid a premium for that.
And that premium would run depending upon
totally
how much time.
Depends on the time, the volatility of the stock, things like that. But I've had really good success attracting clients with that type of strategy because in Marin, an expensive place to live, people need more income off of their portfolios to live.
How much income are you generally deriving from that kind of strategy?
So I would say on a general stock, you're looking at between an extra 3% and 6% yield off of the stock by writing call premiums. It can be more, it can be less, but in general, you're able to add 3% to 6% extra on top of the dividends.
And are you writing them way out of the money or just barely out of the money?
So out of the money, meaning that 105 over one current price of 100, that would be 5% out of the money. I'm typically writing between 5 and 15% out of the money.
Okay.
So it gives me a chance to let the stock run a little bit, make some money if it goes up. But I do cap my upside in return for more income. And, you know, most baby boomer investors are fine with that. They'd rather get more income.
So in theory, the best thing that would happen would be the stock runs up to 104 and then the option expires and comes back down. You keep doing it again.
You just keep ringing the cash register. Yeah.
I know. The reason I like talking to Dave, Richard, God damn it, that's your last
it's
name.
It's a curse. It's
I know. Yeah. Richard about this is I did this back in the late 70s, early 80s, and I was making 20% a year.
Wow.
Buying the, because I bought the stock and it just kept right in the option. It ran up, came down, ran up, came down. And I'm all, this is easy pickings, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's still risk, obviously, and you don't always, you know, hit home runs, but it's a way to increase the income from your portfolio, which is why a lot of people like it.
And since you do appear to be an expert on this, how would people get a hold of you if they wanted to talk more about this strategy?
Sure. So my company is called Fiduciary Financial Group. It's in San Rafael. Phone number is 415-785-3778.
Okay. And they can always write into the Best of Investing, and we'll pass your information on.
Sure.
Patty, you had a couple more statistics for us there.
Yeah. I mean, the big question all the time is, how's the market doing?
Sure.
Where are we going? One side says it's pretty frothy, and it's the 65 straight consecutive month of rising appreciation. We're getting into the second longest period of economic prosperity in the country ever. Huh. So are we coming toward a buyer's market? That's one side. And I, you know, like, even if we are waving into that little buyer's market, it's not going to go down like it did last time. We have prudent lending practices. We have a really strong job market.
Yeah.
But so that's one side. The other side is, you know what? It keeps getting up, going up. And if you look at the curve, it's on a same continuum as if, you know, we went down, of course, with the Great Recession. But if you just look at that line, we're still on track.
Okay.
So I keep getting surprised, and it keeps going up, and it's still a buyer's market. And, you know, it's hard to tell, like, where this is our second
seller's market.
Okay.
I want to make sure I had that right. Okay.
Yeah. Still a seller's market.
Okay.
And, you know, this is our second selling season, like mid-September to mid-October. And it's pretty busy. Still hard to tell how it's going to really go, but it seems to me that the sky's not, doesn't seem to me, the sky is not falling, and it's still very strong. And in fact, all nine Bay Area counties had price increases over the last year. Okay. The income needed to purchase, however, has doubled over the last 5 years. So you get into the affordability with quotient, which is, you know, 10% or so. That's really scary. But anyway, so, and of course, obviously in this country, the biggest down payment needed is in the Bay Area. So, but we've got a really strong job market. So it's really hard to tell what's happening, but it's still a seller's market.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And before I forget, people who have questions on real estate?
Yeah, feel free to call me. I work with people for a long time, sometimes before they buy, and sometimes it just pops like that. So I'm patient, and I like to educate however it works. My name is Patty Cohn. I'm with Pacific Union in Marin County at 415-722-4842.
Okay. And Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money is not here, but I do have another deal of the week that kind of fits almost very similar to Patty, what you're talking about, the affordability. So again, that's the same situation as we've had a lot of times. People want to buy a house. They haven't sold their existing house. They don't want to move twice. And usually, unless they have lots and lots of income and lots of equity, they just don't qualify for buying the second house without first selling the first house. So what Mark does is Pacific Private Money, they will cross-collateralize and use both houses, the new one and put a second deed of trust on the old house in order to give them enough money to buy the new house outright.
And that's hard to find.
Yeah, there aren't too many lenders, especially owner-occupied, because there are a lot of hard money lenders out there who will only do investment property. So Pacific Private Money is kind of special in that way, in that they've gone through all the licensing and Dodd-Frank rules and regulations and all that in order to correctly and legally do owner-occupied financing.
Hmm.
And sometimes they'll do long-term. It doesn't have to necessarily be short-term.
Uh-huh.
But most people want to pay the loan off quickly with conventional financing because it's a lot cheaper.
Uh-huh.
So call Pacific Private Money if you have a need for this short-term financing at 415-883-2150, or go to pacificprivatemoney.com and see if they can help you on that. Okay, and let's see here. We are going to cut to another commercial break here. I know it goes fast. It's kind of an interesting, weird question. Who was the only clean-shaven president in the 50 years between Grant and Taft? Right? So Grant was, what, 18-something?
I was going to ask you for the years.
Yeah. Well, Grant came right after the Civil War, right? And Taft was, what, 1919 or something? That's our trivia question.
Oh,
so who was the only clean-shaven president?
Oh, my God.
I thought it was kind of interesting because now everyone's clean-shaven,
no
but back then, you know.
I'm not even going to strain my brain.
Okay. Call 888-912-1190. I guess you have to Google all the president's faces to figure out which one that is.
Yeah, just images.
Images, okay. And when we come back, also, I want to let people know the rate of return that Pacific Private Money paid on the last distribution. I was very happy indeed.
Yes.
All right, don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For almost a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Their clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying over 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Patty Cohen and our special guest, Richard Davey. Third trivia question. Who was the only clean-shaven president in the 50 years between Grant and Taft?
I don't know.
Cricket.
Cricket. Okay, will this give you a hint? He was assassinated.
Really?
William McKinley.
Oh.
Huh.
If you think about his face, he didn't have any facial hair.
Oh.
Kind of a weird question. Okay. So, Patty, you and I are... yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. It's just the headphones. Sorry. As long as you can talk in it and I can see it on here, we're okay. All right. So, Patty, you and I are investors in the Pacific Private Money Fund. And I don't know if you saw your last distribution, but the annualized yield was about 8.25%.
That's awesome.
I liked it.
That's
awesome.
I mean,
it usually fluctuates between, you know, 7.6 to 8%. But last month, we were very happy.
I know.
Very happy indeed.
I'm thrilled. I mean, it's a really solid company. You know, hopefully, really, as long as real estate's solid, but their loan to value is so
that's the key.
Strong.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if it'd be one thing if you're, you know, 90% loan to value and just say, well, real estate always goes up.
Right.
But that's not what they do. The average loan to value in the fund is only 56%.
Oh, it's 56. I was going to say like 70, 65.
No. They do some loans at 70, but. That has to be kind of a special situation. Most of the loans are in the 60s, and they have some in the 40s. And so, you know, that's why they have very little default.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
So, Patty, how far did the real estate market go down in, like, Marin in 2008,
9? Oh,
It wasn't 40%, was
no,
it?
No. It was like 25, wasn't it?
It was, but it depends on what segment and where.
Yeah. Sure.
Like some condos in Novato, like were, you know, 250, and then a gardener making no money bought it for 500, and it went back down to 250.
Oh.
So, it depends where.
Huh, okay.
And some of the really, really high-end stuff went way down. But we were, you know, like the barrier likes to believe, oh, we're immune, we're insulated. We're really not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we weren't. But, yeah. So and then you take like Texas, Nevada, Las Vegas,
Phoenix.
You know, Palm Desert. Those places took the biggest hits.
Yeah.
Arizona, parts of Arizona. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Partly the overbuilding and. You know, see, that's the funny thing is in the Bay Area, the regulations, they don't
can't
let you
build.
Just,
And like ground zero was Stockton, you know, Fresno, that whole area. What made people think that they could buy something in cow country that had nothing going for it? Sorry out there.
Yeah.
But that it was going to go doubling, you know. And so at the very end, when I saw, I have a friend that does like 100 deals a year in Stockton. And she said, what she saw at the very end was just Bay Area San Francisco agents coming out there with their clients, mostly, you know, Asian people just wanting to, like Chinese buyers just wanting to get in there. It ended.
They bought
at the peak. At the end, what I saw a lot in Marin was a lot of, gardeners and, it just...
Well, the movie The Big Short was actually pretty accurate.
Very.
Yeah.
Very.
It's funny to see how some of these movies actually do a good job with, portraying.
Yes.
Exactly what had happened. So anyway, yeah, but back to, just for a minute, the Pacific Private Money. So they pay monthly distributions yielding, between 7.5 to 8.4%. And you can either reinvest the distributions or take them on a monthly basis.
So awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, try doing that. Go to a bank. What are you going to get? Like a quarter of a percent?
Some are paying a little bit more than a quarter. Yeah.
1%. I don't even know what they're paying. I don't even look. It's like, what's the point?
No,
so
I know.
I'm thrilled with Pacific Money. Yeah.
Pacific Private Money. Check them out, PacificPrivateMoney.com, or call them at 415-883-2150. Richard, do you have a couple more things you want to share with us?
Yeah, just on the topic of buying a home or being ready. Something I work with a lot of, millennials, people in their late 20s to 30s, buying their first home. They have a family now, or maybe they're planning to have a family. And you see, maybe it's because their parents were victims of the Great Recession, that they're shoveling as much money as they possibly can into their 401ks. And it sounds great on the surface.
Because for the pre-tax...
Yeah, you're getting huge tax benefits, and it's just great to save.
And some employers have matching funds, too.
Yeah,
matching
that's funds. Free money.
Yeah.
It is free money, but there's a cost, and that's the liquidity. Yeah. So I'm seeing lots of people around my age trying to buy a home, and they have lots saved, $100,000, $200,000, but it's all in their 401k, which...
Now, there are some... that you can actually temporarily borrow for
you can
house, right?
Yeah,
temporarily
it's not going to get you very far in the Bay Area, let's just put it that way, and it exposes you to huge risk if you're laid off with an outstanding loan. That whole amount becomes due as taxable income.
Can you roll that into an IRA?
A 401k into an IRA,
What about the loan, though?
I'm not sure about the loan, but when you're terminated, that outstanding loan balance can become taxable income. So, and it's a max of 50K.
Yeah.
So, again, in the Bay Area, 50K is not a down payment in most places.
Yeah.
So, just the point to really hit home for young real estate buyers out there is they have to save liquid and they have to start early.
Yeah, because you can take the money out as long as you put it back within 60 days without a penalty. But 2 months goes
pretty
darn
risky.
Fast.
Yeah,
so let's say some industrious millennial is 35 years old and they put $200,000 into their 401k and they want to buy a house, and then they decide to take it out because they have no other funds. What are the penalties for doing that? Like, what's the downside of that?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to pay... ordinary income tax and a 10% penalty.
Exactly.
If you're,
and franchise tax board, 2.5%?
They stack up, and it's going to be, for a lot of high income earning people, you're going to be north of 50%.
Yeah.
So essentially, probably, they would, depending on how long they've had that 401k and the interest they made on it, but probably they'd be, if they looked at the whole investment, they'd be coming out with less than what they started.
Yeah, and
for sure. With less than a year.
Yeah. And if you're assessing the whole financial decision as a whole, do I buy this house? I don't think that it's very easy to justify buying any house if you have that risk on the table.
Yeah.
So you've got to be putting money away into a non-retirement account, be it a bank account or investment account,
and just
to get ready.
And just pay the taxes?
And just be ready. Yeah, you can use... gets into a much deeper discussion, Roth IRAs to a certain extent, but you should just be saving money.
But that's the thing, if you put it in a Roth IRA and you take it out early, you still have that problem, don't you?
You have the penalty, IRS, but you don't pay taxes on it.
That could be a long conversation, but your basis in a Roth, meaning the money you've contributed to it, can always be pulled out, believe it or not.
Yeah, because the part is you're paying the taxes on it first.
Up front, yeah.
So that's the thing, is you can pull money out of the Roth IRA. You can pull your basis out.
Correct.
Without penalty.
Correct. So if you put 100 grand in over 10 years, you couldn't do that really. But say you could and it's grown to 150, you can only pull 100 out without penalty before you're, at retirement age. So go back to non-retirement accounts are the best way to save to buy a house, in my opinion.
For buying a house, okay. Mm-hmm. But other than that, though, if you've already owned, let's say you already own your house, then do you generally advise people to put as much money in their retirement as possible?
I'm a big Roth IRA
love
fan.
Roth.
I think that long term, if you look at the fiscal situation of our country, it pays to pay the tax now versus in 30 years when taxes will likely be higher. We're at low tax rates.
Here's a philosophical question for you.
Sure.
Is, do you think that the Congress will change the rules at some point and say, yeah, we know we told you it was going to be tax-free, but we need to put the...
You'd have riots in the streets.
Riots.
Yeah. Well, there were no riots when they taxed Social Security. There were people who were upset, but that happened. But
this is a account by the very nature of it is true. Supposed to be polling.
Oh yeah, listen, I hear you, and I hope that they don't tax it. But Congress does whatever Congress does.
They do, and it's one of the most overly and unnecessarily complex areas of the tax code. Yeah. CPAs stay away from it because you have to have special pension consultants run retirement plans because it's too much liability because it's outside of. So Congress should do something on that front.
Gotcha. All right. We have to cut to our last commercial break. There's no trivia question for this one, but don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Patty Cohen, our special co-host, and our special guest, Richard Davey. Now, we didn't have a trivia question, but Richard, you were just mentioning off air something that you like about hard money, or private money, as they say.
Yeah, so this is an unsolicited endorsement of the asset class. You'll hear a lot of people talk about stock market bubbles right now. Everyone's worried about the stock market, but there's just as much risk, you could argue, in some bond investments.
Interest rates go up, bonds go down generally.
Exactly. And the longer the bond you hold, the more risk you hold because your piddly little 3 or 4% bond that's 20 years is going to be really, really hard to sell when that same type of bond now coming out is earning 6 or 7. Yeah. So why does that relate to hard money? Hard money loans typically are short-term loans. So, and you're earning a arguably better interest rate, more like a high-yield debt interest rate.
Yeah.
With great Bay Area collateral in most instances.
Yes.
So I'm actually getting huge response from clients that they're interested in it. I'm interested in it for a bond substitute myself right now because it checks a lot of those boxes, reducing interest rate risk. And you have
you hit the nail on the head because of the short-term nature, the loans turn over on average about 9 months.
And that's going to mean higher rates if rates go up in the fund.
That's it, exactly. And it's not like, you know, Pacific Private Money is saying, oh, you're going to earn 14% on it. They're not saying that. They're, you know, it's you know, 7.5% to 8%. And even some people, you know, they go, oh, that sounds too risky. Say, well, again, like you said about the options, let's not just throw everything in one category.
Sure.
You know, if somebody has $1 million house that's free and clear, mm-hmm. and they have the option to buy the house next door at a $200,000 discount, but the catch is they got to close the deal in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And so what
or
are they
going
to do?
Even a week.
Or a week, right?
Pacific okay. Private hey, Money.
Exactly, yeah. So it's like, you know, there's no bank in the world that can work that fast.
No.
Well, so where are they going to get, you know, a good chunk of the money? Well, if they go to Pacific Private Money, they get a loan of, you know, 60% LTV. They get to buy the house next door at a big discount, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, you can't just throw everything in one fell swoop. You have to kind of look at it each aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. And before we cut out again, Richard, how do people get a hold of you? Because specifically, there's a lot of financial advisors who kind of come and go, but not too many people really focus in, but know enough about the call option idea.
Sure.
And you've got all kinds of interesting matrices on that, don't you?
Yeah. So, real quickly, I was just sold on the concept when I looked at the performance of the S&P 500 covered call index against the S&P 500. And last 30 years, it's done better. So that was a starting point. But happy to talk to anyone about it. It's not anything that I'm driven to sell. I'm an independent investment advisor. I'm not backed by companies that are having me peddle their product. I just believe in it. I put my money in it, my family's money in this strategy, and it's how I would invest other people's money currently.
Okay. Mm. How do people get a hold of you?
415-785-3778, or you can visit our website at ffgwealth.com.
That's an easy one to remember. And Patty, Cohn, again, you're a real estate expert. How do people get a hold of you?
Oh, it's Patty Cohn, C-O-H-N, with Pacific Union. I'm at 415-722-4842 or bestmarinagent.com.
And there's a reason, because you are the best Marin agent. Okay, hey, here's our thoughts for the day. We're going to cut out. Here's our thoughts today. Okay. Falling down is how we grow. Staying down is how we die. And Milton Berle said, if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. I like that. You know, just go, kind of go, boom, go right through it. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. Why? Because we're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown. We're wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190, or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.